Friends, it's Peter Trenum. Welcome to the Gospel Trail. Thanks for being with me today. Our sponsors are the Pugwash Cooperative Limited and Cunningham Construction from Pugwash. I invite you to sit back, relax with that cup of tea or coffee, and enjoy a one-hour program of classic country gospel music with a touch of bluegrass.
Well, he'd say that time goes by fast when you're having fun, and a man works hard, but a woman's work is never done. As a kid, I heard these sayings nearly every day, but they went in one ear and out the other, so my dad would say. But he was right when he said, life's a short road. Keep your nose to the grindstone every day. Tell the truth no matter what, and thank God for what you've got. Work hard, son, and you'll have earned your pay. I'd like to think it sunk in, all those things he said, even though it took some pounding to get it through my head. What I'd give to hear my dad say those words again. Every time I think about the things he said, it just makes me grin. 'Cause he was right when he said, life's a short road. Keep your nose to the grindstone every day. Tell the truth no matter what, thank God for what you've got. Work hard, son, and you'll earn your pay. Tell the truth no matter what, thank God for what you've got. Work hard, son, and you'll earn your pay.
Friends, welcome to our Father's Day program for 2026. Always so great to have you with us. Of the 15 songs, 13 are East Coast artists. Dwayne Drost from Fredericton had our opening song when he wrote Things My Dad Would Say. And Dwayne is an inductee of the New Brunswick Country Music Hall of Fame. Friends, don't forget to do something special for your dad or the father-like figure in your life. And dads don't need much. Probably a hug will be sufficient. Smiley Bates passed in Bent River, Ontario, on January the 8th, 1997, at 59. He was so popular that TV Records, a direct-to-consumer sales company, put together a package of 20 songs and instrumentals by Smiley. Sales were so brisk, it earned Smiley one of his 5 gold records. Smiley has for us Sing Me a Song, Papa, a Stan Farrell composition. And then we'll hear from Chester Basin's Agnes Clinton with Lilacs Are for Angels, and some call this song Pretty Lilacs. And to all the dads out there, happy Father's Day, and I'd like to wish our 3 sons, Dana, Vance, Wesley, and grandson Mike, a happy Father's Day as well. So here we are with Smiley Bates.
Sing me a song, Papa, like you used to do. Get your old guitar, Papa, and sing a song or two. If things went wrong when I was young and there was nothing you could do, you'd blow the dust off your guitar and sing a song or two. And it seemed to work just like a spell, and the hurt all went away. Maybe that old spell still works, so I'm asking you today, sing me a song, Papa, like you used to do. Get your old guitar, Papa, and sing a song or two. I was sure I knew what I was doing when I left home that day. But things just haven't gone so well, that's the most that I can say. And I don't want you to worry, Papa, but I can't stay very long. And it sure would put my mind at ease if you'd sing me just one song. Sing me a song, Papa, like you used to do. Get your old guitar, Papa, and sing a song or two.
Lilacs into place. I cried a million tears. daddy went away. But I must be strong for mommy and tell her there's no need to cry. 'Cause daddy, he's an angel in the blue, he's flying high. Now dark is quickly coming and mommy's all alone. Before I go, I thank you for the kindness you have shown. And that song I wrote for daddy, what's more I'd love to sing. So together in the shadows, our voices clearly rang.
Agnes Clinton, Lilacs Are for Angels, and Smiley Bates, Sing Me a Song, Papa. Smiley's vast accomplishments and his pioneering efforts in promoting Canadian country music remain unrewarded, and like many others, is still awaiting recognition with induction into the Canadian Country Music Hall of Fame. Al Traynor from Oshawa, Ontario, wrote several songs about Dad, and I'll go with this one, simply called Dad. For decades, Big Al was part of the Smiley Bates Band, and when winter arrived, Al always found himself living and performing in Florida. In 2009, Selby Measure, originally from Paradise River, Labrador, now residing in Mount Pearl, Newfoundland, released a wonderful self-penned CD, Tree of Life. It contains a couple songs about Dad, Proud to Be His Son, and A Man Called Dad. And I'll go with the latter, A Man Called Dad, right after we hear this one by Al Traynor.
Dad, can you hear me, Dad, as I talk to you today? How life feels so empty now since you've passed away. You're missed at home by everyone, and the love and the kindness that you gave. And your epitaph tells it all on the headstone of your grave. Looking back at the years, Dad, in life for you and me, the hills of green from far away whisper softly, set me free. A warm feeling had me, Dad. I've always wanted to roam, and my mind was always thinking of fond memories of our home. Those green fields that I saw as I left the farm to roam look the same to me as the ones I see as I look back towards our home. My eyes can see a sadness, and there's a sorrow in my heart when I think of all the time we wasted in the years we were apart. Whenever I would get in trouble and when bad times took command, you were always there, Dad, to lend a helping hand. You were always trying to help me, and sometimes you would get sore, when most of the times I would be the cause, when shame knocked on your door. Since you passed away, Dad, you're missed dearly every day. I sure miss the help you'd give in a loving father's way. Standing here at your gravesite, looking down at your headstone, wishing I could back up time and never have left our home. Dad, can you hear me, Dad, as I stand at your grave praying? I'm trying to say, I love you, Dad. Can you hear anything I'm saying? Dad, I'm making you a promise. I'll keep for you until the end. I promise to meet you again in heaven. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Walking home from school one day, looking for a friend to play. I went into somebody's home, found myself standing alone. Strolled on a little farther, walking down that lonely harbor, hoping to see someone soon. It's 4 in the afternoon. Saw a boat on the water, it was making its way to me. As it got a little closer, my father I could finally see. He came on up beside me, said, "Son, you wanna ride with me?" I never stopped to think a moment, we just went a riding free. Oh, the good times we had, me and the man I called Dad, my mother, brother, sister, friend, he was no ordinary man. Never had a doubt about it, he could always understand. I learned about life with him, missing the man I called Dad. It's gonna be a lonely summer, Lord knows I'm gonna miss this man. I lost him some time ago, while I was there holding his hand. I know he's out there somewhere, just looking down over me, or maybe right here beside me, smiling and feeling free. Whenever I'm on the water, gazing in across the land, it's 4 in the afternoon, just me and the man I called Dad. Oh, the good times we had, me and the man I called Dad, my mother, brother, sister, friend, he was no ordinary man. I never had a doubt about it, he could always understand. I learned about life with him, now I'm missing the man I called Dad. Never had a doubt about it, he could always understand. I learned about life with him, now I'm missing the man I called Dad. Now I'm missing the man, now I'm missing the man. Yes, I'm missing the man I called Dad.
A Man Called Dad by Newfoundland's Selby Measure, and one written and performed by Big Al Traynor from Oshawa, and that one was called Dad. And friends, if you know anything at all about music here in Atlantic Canada, then you certainly know who the Bluegrass Diamonds are. On March the 17th, 2017, they released their 9th CD called The Toolbox. Known for their high-energy performances, they perform a unique blend of traditional bluegrass and French Acadian music. And from their CD, The Toolbox, I have Like Father, Like Son. Father Vincent and son Louis Cormier perform a very touching video of this song on YouTube, and you should check it out. And then we go to one titled Daddy Played the Harp, written and performed by evangelist Ed Seeley from Wakefield, New Brunswick. And friends, that follows Like Father, Like Son by the Bluegrass Diamonds.
Like father, like son, two roads become one, the old and the young, father and the son. You taught me to laugh at the stories you told,
wanted you to be warm in a world that was cold. You taught me to listen to God up above. I told you to pray, you told me to pray from a heart filled with love. Like father, like son, two roads become one. The old and the young, the father and the son. We didn't always agree, didn't see eye to eye. I wore my blue jeans and I wore a tie. But there's one thing I know, like father, like son, two roads become one. The old and the young, the father and the son. You may have regrets, I'll help them too, but God first. When you pray, I remember you praying, son, I did that for you. Like father, like son, two roads become one. The old and the young, the father and the son.
Friends, thanks for making the Gospel Trail a part of your day, and a special thanks to our sponsors, Cunningham Construction and the Pugwash Cooperative Limited. Please check out my archive programs at CFTA's home website. We offer a variety of gospel music, and we're live at tantramarfm.ca from any listening device. We are the station that put the word radio back into radio. Tantramar Community Radio, CFTA 107.9.
Eight kids tried to study round a kerosene oil lamp in an old country farmhouse. The quarters were cramped, but when the lessons were all done, in the shadows, in the dark, we'd drift off to sleep while my daddy played the harp. What a friend we have in Jesus. My dad played sweetly on the harp, and the rafters would ring when my mother would sing, how great thou art. We've all moved away now with families of our own. Some of them are babies and some of them are grown. But I long to lead the busy life for a moment in the dark, and be lifted up to heaven to the sound of Daddy's harp. What a friend we have in Jesus. My dad played sweetly on the harp, and the rafters would ring when my mother would sing, "How great thou art." Carried into heaven to the sound of angels' wings, and I fall before Jesus as heaven's choir sings. I hear strains of holy, holy as all heaven takes their parts, but the sweetest sound in heaven will be the sound of Daddy's heart. What a friend we have in Jesus. My dad played sweetly on the harp, and the rafters would ring when my mother would sing, "How great thou art."
Pastor and evangelist Ed Seeley with Daddy Played the Harp, and that's from Ed's album, Furnace of God. Check out Ed's Furtherance Ministries and The Quiet Spot on Facebook. Friends, next is Jim and Don Haggart from New Glasgow. They were inducted into the Nova Scotia Country Music Hall of Fame in 2006, and just weeks before Jim passed, and we were sad to hear about Don's passing recently on February the 13th. 2026. Don was 74 and Jim 67. The brothers headlined the Wheeling, West Virginia show in 1974 and performed for Queen Elizabeth II here in Prince Edward Island in 1973. And from one of their RCA Victor albums, I'm Coming Home, Pictou County Jail, I have The Old Man, performed and written by Jim Haggart. In their early years, Brother Jim did most of the songwriting, and it wasn't until after Jim's passing that Don honed his own songwriting skills. One of the greatest all-time country artists will follow the Haggart brothers, and who was bigger than Hank Snow during the 1950s, 60s, and 70s? Not many. And Hank was a Nova Scotia boy. These Hands by Hank will follow The Old Man by Jim Haggart.
Stays for a while. Trees filled with blossoms spread out for a mile. As an old man walks his fields with a smile, surround way that he felt and spoke of their years was much like the feeling of working with God to make food for man from rich velvet sod. When he leaves the valley of life-giving earth and walks through the valley of death until birth. The Lord will appear, take his hand, and he'll say, come, faithful servant, I'll show you the way. Surrounded by beauty in vast rolling fields, the way that he felt and spoke of their yields was much like the feeling of working with God to make food for man from rich velvet sod. And the old man still walks the fields with God.
These hands ain't the hands of a gentleman. These hands are calloused and old. These hands raised a family. These hands built a home. Now these hands raised to praise the Lord. These hands won the heart of my loved one, and with hers they were never alone. If these hands filled their task, then what more could one ask? For these fingers have worked to the bone. Now don't try to judge me by what you'd like to be, for my life ain't been much success. While some people have power, but still they grieve, while these hands brought me happiness. Now I'm tired and I'm old, and I ain't got much gold. Maybe things ain't been all that I planned. God above, hear my plea when it's time to judge me. Take a look at these hard-working hands. Take a look at these hard-working hands.
Eddie Nowak from Texas wrote These Hands. Jerry Jericho, another Texan, was the first to record it in 1955. Hank Snow would be the fifth to cut it in January of 1956. And friends, we're calling on Mary O.J. next. I featured Mary on last week's program. She has Holly Dunn's Daddy's Hands. It was a number 7 song for Holly in 1986. And then we go to Bob Caverly from Port Elgin, New Brunswick, with one of several songs he wrote. Daddy's Whistle Car is from Bob's excellent CD, Favorite Songs. A nice original song by Bob, right after Daddy's Hands by Mary O.J.
I remember Daddy's hands folded silently in prayer, and reaching out to hold me when I had a night nightmare. You could read quite a story in the calluses and lines, and years of work and worry had left their mark behind. Well, there are things that I've forgotten that I loved about the man, but I'll always remember all the love in Daddy's hands. Daddy's hands were soft and kind when I was crying. Daddy's hands were hard as steel when I'd done wrong. Daddy's hands weren't always gentle, but I've grown to understand that there was always love in Daddy's hands. I remember Daddy's hands working till they bled, sacrificed unselfishly just to keep us all fed. And if I could do things over, I'd live my life again, and I'd never take for granted all the love in Daddy's hands. Daddy's hands were soft and kind when I was crying. Daddy's hands were hard as steel when I'd done wrong. Daddy's hands weren't always gentle, but I've grown to understand that there is always love in Daddy's hands. Yes, there is always love in Daddy's hands.
Friends, I welcome your comments about the Gospel Trail. Please let me know what you want to hear. Email requests.ca@eastlink.ca or call me at 902-243-3102. A big thanks to our program sponsors, the Pugwash Cooperative Limited and Cunningham Construction. I'm here Sunday mornings at 9 and again Monday evenings at 6. We are Tantramar Community Radio, the voice of Cumberland and Westmoreland counties. You can get us on any listening device from anywhere in the world, right here, folks, at tantramarfm.ca or CFTA 107.9.
Daddy bought a GM muscle car. That Pontiac had a very unique sound. Deep within her grill, that whistle came alive whenever Daddy went for a ride. His whistle car, always knew the whistle car. They could go by sound alone, so if they couldn't see, daylight or dark remains a mystery. Took his car into the shop to see if that whistle could be found. No problems were apparent that day, as no one there knew
whistle car. The neighbors always knew the whistle car. They could go by sound alone, so if they couldn't see, daylight or dark remains a mystery.
Daddy's Whistle Car by Bob Haberly from Port Elgin, New Brunswick. Bob recorded three CDs, and they are Favorite Songs, Still Country, Country Classics New and Old, and they included several original compositions. Daddy's Hands by Mary O.J. was written by Holly Dunn about her father, who was a preacher. She never intended releasing the song, but her record company felt it would connect with her fans. And it sure did, bringing in two Grammy nominations. Another song about Dad, Daddy and Home, dates back to 1929, recorded by America's blue yodeler, Jimmy Rogers, written by Jimmy and his sister-in-law, Elsie McWilliams. She was the co-writer of 39 of Jimmy's recordings. Bernie LeBlanc from St. Anne de Kent recorded Daddy and Home with Dr. Ray Legere. And then it's a request for Kay Fillmore. Kay requested country's great George Jones with How Beautiful Heaven Must Be in remembrance of her father, Job Mitton, her husband, Leslie Fillmore, and her brother, Brian Mitton, all dads who have gone on to heaven and so loved and missed by their loved ones. How Beautiful Heaven Must Be by George Jones is from his 1965 gospel album, Old Brush Arbors, issued by Musicore Records. So for this set, it's Daddy and Home by Bernie LeBlanc, and then it's How Beautiful Heaven Must Be by George Jones, requested by Kay Fillmore in memory of her loved ones.
Yeah.
Friends, in July, CFTA will be celebrating 15 great years on the air. Donations are always welcomed. Connect to the station using your listening device. Look at the top for support. Click on that, and it's really easy to donate. It takes a lot of money to keep us on the air, and ads only cover part of our expenses. The 107.9 transmitter alone uses as much power as leaving an electric stove turned on 24/7. As we look forward to celebrating 15 years this summer, please remember, we can't do it without your help.
We read of a place that's called hell, but it's made for the pure and the free. These truths in God's word he hath given, how beautiful heaven must be. How beautiful heaven must be. Sweet home of the happy and free. Fair haven of rest for the weary. How beautiful heaven must be. In heaven no drooping nor pining, no wishing for elsewhere to be. God's light is forever there shining. How beautiful heaven must be. How beautiful heaven must be. Sweet home of the happy and free. Fair haven of rest for the weary. How beautiful heaven must be. The angels so sweetly are singing up there by the beautiful sea. Sweet chords from their gold harps are ringing. How beautiful heaven must be. How beautiful heaven must be. Sweet home of the happy and free. Fair haven of rest for the weary. How beautiful heaven must be.
George Jones, How Beautiful Heaven Must Be, requested by Kay Fillmore in remembrance of her father, Job Mitten, her husband, Leslie Fillmore, and her brother, Brian Mitten. Mrs. Cordy Bridgewater from North Carolina wrote How Beautiful Heaven Must Be in 1920, and Daddy in Home was Bernie LeBlanc from St. Anne de Kent. Tanya Tucker recorded Daddy in Home in 1989. Eddie Legere also wrote Rory, Get Your Dory, Cumberland County, Maritimer's Lament, I'm Just a Canadian Kind, I'm Proud to Be a Canadian, and Spring Hill Mine Disaster. And friends, I'm next with that silver-haired daddy of mine. I believe it was Gene Autry's very first hit, written by his brother-in-law, Jimmy Long. Autry recorded it in 1932, but it wasn't until 1935 when it took off, after movie watchers saw Gene perform it in two movies. It reportedly sold over 5 million copies. And friends, here's my version of that silver-haired daddy of mine.
In a vine-covered shack in the mountains, bravely fighting the battle of time. There's a dear one who's weathered life's sorrows. It's that silver-haired daddy of mine. If I could recall all the heartaches Dear old daddy, I've caused you to bear. If I could erase those lines from your face and bring back the gold to your hair, if God would but grant me the power just to turn back the pages of time, I'd give all I own if I could but atone to that silver-haired daddy of mine. I know it's too late, dear old daddy, to repay for the heartaches and cares. But dear mother is waiting in heaven just to comfort and solace you there. If I could recall all the heartaches, dear old daddy, I caused you to bear. If I could erase those lines from your face and bring back the gold to your hair, if God would but grant me the power just to turn back the pages of time, I'd give all I own if I could but atone to that silver-haired daddy of mine.
Friends, my version of that silver-haired daddy of mine. And don't forget to do something special for your dad or father-like figure in your life. And I hope you enjoyed my 2026 Father's Day program. I was hoping to get a Spinney Brothers song on the program today, but I ran out of time. It certainly was a great pleasure seeing the Spinneys in concert again in Amherst last month. And when it comes to bluegrass, the Spinneys define the word. So nice chatting with Rick and Alan, Wilson Moore, and so many others who listen to the Gospel Trail. It certainly makes it all worthwhile. And one more song about Dad. Charlie Hansen from Halifax wrote Hard Working Man. And once again, to all the dads out there, happy Father's Day, and until next week.
Always tried to do up each day before the sun, but always found some time for fun. No matter how much work he done, he never showed the pain. We prayed before the evening meal, and when he went to bed he'd kneel, ask the Lord to keep us safe in sunshine and in rain. He was a hard working man, made his living from the land, always tried to do the best he could. It didn't matter thick or thin, or whether things weren't all that good. Daddy always got us by. Things weren't all that good.
Friends, it's been a pleasure, and I hope you enjoyed today's program. Thanks for walking the Gospel Trail with me. The Gospel Trail was made possible in part by the Pugwash Cooperative Limited and by Cunningham Construction from Pugwash. I hope you heard a song or two that you've not heard in a while. I'm Peter Trenum. Our time has come to an end. If the good Lord's willing, I'll be with you next week. Blessings to you all, and until next time.